Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Audrey, let's start with some Premier League action from last night, and the Nottingham Forest fairy tale continues. They've tightened their grip on third place in the Premier League, a 1-0 win against Manchester United. Now, a former United player, Anthony Elanga, scored a brilliant goal to decide the game. Worth checking out if you haven't seen it already. He literally went the length of the field with the ball at his feet, a good 70, 80 yards as Forrest were defending a corner on the counter-attack. Left three players in his wake and drilled in a shot from about 20 yards. What a way to win it. And a former United player as well, as I said. So I'm sure that was a sweet moment for him. But for Forrest, I think what's been the secret and key for them this season has been their defensive work. A 13th clean sheet of the season for Forrest, one better than Liverpool this season. They did ride their luck at times, a couple of nervy moments, but they're now within touching distance of the Champions League, and of course they're in an FA Cup semi-final as well. Their manager is Nuno Espirito Santo.
Over the moon. We are delighted, realizing how the game went. We could not be more proud than we are, because it was very tough.
Now, second place Arsenal beat Fulham 2-1. They closed the gap on Liverpool to 9 points. The all-important second goal scored by Bukayo Saka, just back from injury, 4 months out, and scored 7 minutes into his return from injury. Liverpool meet Everton tonight, but at this stage, very unlikely with 8 games to go for Arsenal that they will catch the leaders. And Wolves have moved away from the drop zone, a 1-0 win at home to West Ham. They remain 17th, but they're now 12 points clear of the bottom three. Evan Ferguson, great to see him start his first game for West Ham last night, but he was guilty of missing a great opportunity early in the game. He was taken off along with two others for the second half. It looks like Heather Payne will miss the Nations League doubleheader against Greece with an ankle injury. Ireland play the Greeks on Friday and then home again next Tuesday. Irish assistant coach Amber Whiteley will also miss the game this Friday due to a passport issue. In rugby, Munster's Tadhg Byrne has shed some light on the backlash he and his family received following Antoine Dupont's season-ending knee injury he suffered against Ireland in the Six Nations last month. Now, the French coach at the time, Fabien Galtier, called for both Byrne and Andrew Porter to be cited, both cleared of any wrongdoing. The Munster skipper has offered a sympathy to Antoine Dupont, but he's also been giving some insight into that backlash and some very personal messages that he and Porter received.
Yeah, look, I reached out to him. I messaged him on Instagram. I tried looking for him after the game as well, but I couldn't get to him. He's obviously with medical teams and that, but, you know, he's a million followers or something on Instagram. I'm pretty sure he's not going to see a message from me. All I could do at the time, I sent my regards through Gregory Aldridge as well. It's just, you know, it's an incident. Obviously, you can slow it down and it can look bad, but an incident wasn't intentional. Like, I never intended to injure him. Last thing I want to do is injure the best player in the world. You don't go out there to hurt anyone. But it was just an unfortunate way of the way it happened. And I'm sorry for, you know, the fact that it did happen to him. You don't like to see it to any player, but the backlash that myself and Porter and our families got afterward was probably enough punishment for us on its own, to be honest with you.
And just a reminder about our live coverage of the rugby this weekend. Leinster Harlequins in the Champions Cup on Saturday, 3 o'clock, live on RTÉ2 and The Player. And you can listen to radio coverage of Munster and La Rochelle that evening, 5:30 on Radio 1. Kerry overcame Tipperary last night, finally, in the Munster Under-20 Football Championship. Cork beat Clare. I'll be back with more in an hour.
See you then, Darren. Thank you very much indeed.